Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, everyone. It is a mini episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It with Jackie of Natch Butte. Hey, Jackie.
I want to be in the Zoom where it happens, the Zoom where it happens, the Zoom where it happens. And I am. I'm in the Zoom where it happens.
And I am, too. We both are. This Zoom is big enough for
you and
me.
We're both in the Zoom where it happens right now. And, you know, honestly, so are all the listeners.
We are all in the Zoom where it happens. We are all in the Zoom where it happens than anything.
Anyone can walk right in anytime here.
Walk right in, walk out. You know, turn it off now. Go on with your day.
Oh, yeah, turn it off, go take a dump, come back, whatever.
If you're just tuning in, a reminder that every Tuesday, Jackie at Natch Butte and I at G-Thanks Just Bought It put out a mini episode. Every other week it's on G-Thanks' feed, and every other week it's on the Natch Butte feed. So if you missed last Tuesday's episode, you're not going to find it in the feed that you're currently in. You're going to have to go over to Natch Butte, hit subscribe, and go listen. And then you'll kind of like understand what we're talking about, because it's sort of this ongoing conversation. You know,
at this point, you need to go back. I would highly advise you do so to catch up with everything going on.
You got to catch up with everything going on. So we're doing this little ad hoc recording. I just filled my little recorder with new batteries and my recorder's not turning on. So bear with us. If the sound sounds weird, just understand that that's sometimes just how the game plays out.
It's true. This is COVID. Hashtag quarantine, hashtag podcast live. Yeah. Like, these are the things. But we are women and we are resilient and we work with what God throws
That's
us.
That's right. Behind every broken podcast setup are me and Jackie. So that's how the saying goes.
I've had everything go wrong that could possibly go wrong. I forgot to hit record once and I did a whole episode. I had somebody on my show tell me they did that. They were guests and the person recording them didn't record. And I remember kind of judging a little bit, being like, wow, that's literally all you can do it, you know. And I did it.
Right. No, I know. Those who judge forget to hit
That's
record.
True.
Another
That's
saying.
True. Those who live in glass houses should hit record.
I think that's the phrase. I have that tattooed on my back, actually.
I know. It's lovely.
So last week, or last time you were on the G-Thanks mini feed, we talked about the things under $20 that we loved. I talked about my picture frames that I'm obsessed with. Jackie brought Scrub Daddy. And also his wife, Scrub Mommy, and their
Scrub
three
Mommy
pack.
Or sister. We don't know their relationship.
We don't judge.
Right.
You're right. I'm so sorry. And now we're going to talk about two little beings that are so close to our hearts. You can hear one right now in the background.
What perfect comedic timing.
I mean, truly, that was too good. She finished her peanut butter and now she's begging for more. We're going to talk about the best things that we have bought. The best thing that we have bought for our dogs. Chuchi and Lottie did meet. They met in my backyard and they had like a lovely romp.
Oh, they did.
And
yeah,
you would
they
never
did. They
have
played.
Known that big Lottie was only like 3 months at the time and little Chuchi was 11 years old. They have the same birthday too. We also know that about Lottie and Chuchi. They share a birthday, November 20th.
I mean, that is so powerful. You know who else has that same birthday?
Who?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden has that birthday?
He sure does.
Biden,
and Chuchi
Lottie,
met Joe Biden this summer.
Wait,
Chuchi
that's
met
amazing.
Joe Biden last summer.
Did he hold
and
her?
First Lady Jill. No, this is COVID times.
Okay.
But
right.
It was sort of like a, hey, Chuchi, I didn't say this. I really wanted to, but I didn't want to be a creep. I was like, the dog has your same birthday. I feel like he would have really loved that.
He would have loved that. Oh, Joe Biden would have loved that. So we thought we would talk about the things that we have bought that have made our lives easier for dogs. Jackie, obviously, a little bit more seasoned than I am. I just took, Lottie was crying because she ran out of peanut butter. I just took a handful of kibble and threw it on the floor, and now she's very occupied. Hopefully that can hold her till we're done recording. Her wine is it's a lot for me. But I will start. So the thing that I bought that kind of felt a little, not like scammy, but it definitely was one of those products where you're like,
Did you get this on an Instagram ad or something?
No, I was looking up. Okay. So what I bought her was the Aqua Paw Pro, which was a Shark Tank pitch.
Oh, we love a Shark Tank.
We love a Shark Tank pitch. I didn't know that. The way that I found it was, we don't have a bathtub in our house. We only have like a standing shower.
And that was me last year.
It makes bathing, but you have a small enough dog that you can put her in the sink. You know, I tried all these different things. I tried putting her in the bath. In the shower in a laundry basket, right? Mm-hmm. I tried doing the sink, but that was horrible. I tried doing hosing her out on the deck. And that was just cold water. So like that was the best. That was the best thing I could have come up with at the time was giving her a little spritzy on the hose. But like that water's cold and there's really no way to make it hot. And
I mean, that water's ice cold. It ain't just cold.
It's ice cold. It's fun for her to drink. It's not fun for her to be waterboarded. I'll just, we'll go in that direction. Mm-hmm. So I was looking up, as you do, like anything that could have helped me. And what I found was the Aqua Paw Pro. So I got the $40 version. I think they run anywhere between $25 and $40, depending on the size of your pet. It's like a handheld silicone, like curry comb brush that also shoots out water. So it has a hose attachment. You put it into the shower head, which works really well for us because our shower is one of those weird ones that has like a shower on one side and then a shower on the other. Like you're gonna have like two directions, but we're not fancy. We just need the one. We just need like the one spritz.
What's the other one for? Like to wash your butt out?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like water cascading down on both sides, but it's just like turn around. Okay. We don't have to waste that much water.
Yeah, that's very silly.
So I bought this thing. It's a hose attachment, and then what it does, it has this little button, and the water comes directly out of the brush comb attachment. So you kind of are like petting her and brushing her and she's getting wet. So she's not really aware that she's being waterboarded, So that's very,
it just feels like a lovely petting, a lovely stroke.
Yes. Yes. That's very, it's very helpful. And she actually like sat through a bunch of different baths with no issue. And I was kind of shocked because up until then it was a really touch and go sort of situation where I couldn't like figure out if we were ever going to get to a point where I was going to be able to bathe her at home and not just bring her to a groomer. And I'm happy to say that we've arrived. So she really enjoys it. And what she loves more is the Dyson Airwrap. At the end of, she loves to be blown out.
Wow.
She's
That's
fancy.
Great.
I know.
Because Chooch hates being blown out. Even when I bathe her at home, I never can blow dry her. I just towel dry her and let her run around and dry.
Really?
And then she's all crimpy and, it's a whole thing.
So do you style her? I mean, because Chooch has, like fashion sense.
Yes. Well, if I bathe her at home, I don't do her justice. When she gets her major beautiful coif, that's from the groomer.
Okay.
That's a professional's job.
Okay.
So I try to get her professionally groomed every 3 months, and then maintain throughout.
That makes sense. I mean, that's what, 4 times a year?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes less, sometimes more. It just depends. And then Chuchi, and you'll figure this out too, once Lottie comes of age, there's all kinds of different hairstyles.
Yes.
So you can do a long look, a curly look, a poodle cut, a baby cut, a teddy cut. I mean, you'll see. So it just depends on what you want. Chooch is mostly Maltese, so she grows very long.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to cut her short for summer. I like to keep her long for winter.
I like that. Even though she's an LA baby and all of the weather
seasons
is
don't matter here. Yes, it's more for me. It's
no,
more for
I like
me.
That.
Right now, Chuchi is shaggy. She could probably use a cut.
I would love to keep Lottie shaggy. It does require me to brush her out like constantly, at least every day. Give her a little brush through to make sure she's not matting. Because doodles do mat, but
that's so good of you. You're a good dog mom.
But look, but like you said, I'm new. Like, has the novelty not worn off yet? You know what I mean? Like, we'll see.
It's smart to do that while they're young, because Chuchi will not let me brush her.
Really?
Yeah, she hates it. Absolutely hates it. This is why I leave it to the professionals.
That's why
she
you pay
them. She fights me, you know, and she's very calm and sweet, but like, I can tell she's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't brush her a ton.
Yeah, let her hate the groomer. You know, you don't need her
Let her
hate
the groomer and adore me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Lottie.
It seems to be working.
Lottie really likes it, weirdly. She ran from the dryer, I would say, twice. And now I think it's a combination of, like, she's wet and she's chilly. So the mm-hmm. heat does feel good on her.
Feel nice.
But I think it's kind of soothing. She'll, like, lay down and sleep through it.
I love a blow dry.
Yeah.
I think it also can hurt their ears. That's why dogs hate vacuum cleaners, because it hurts their ears. And maybe that Dyson doesn't have that same mechanism.
Well, it's funny.
And that's why it's like $800, right?
Because she likes the Dyson Airwrap and the Dyson vacuum. She follows it around. You know, you still have to bribe her a little bit to get into the position of, like, and she still does that doggy thing of, like, running around wet and, like, rolling all over the place to try to get her smell back.
Mm-hmm.
But the Aquapaw has really left my bathroom floor much drier after bath mm-hmm. time. I would not say totally dry. And she does.
Yeah, you're still bathing a dog.
I mean, also for me in a shower. But like the spraying was the thing that really just like wasn't working. Because especially even when you have a handheld, it's the button that turns the water on and off. That's the thing that makes the biggest difference, because where do you put the sprayer when you're like shampooing?
Yeah.
And then you're wasting water.
I would do that when I lived in a condo that had only a shower last year, and I would put it in between my legs.
Yeah.
I would just like hold it in between my legs, and yeah, it was wasting water. And then if you turn off the water, then you get cold,
and then the water gets
you gotta
cold,
figure out the temperature
to do, yeah,
again.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. So I would love an Aquapaw. That's a lovely idea.
It's a good one. I think I've been a little like, you know, there's one for small dogs, there's one for big dogs. And because Lottie is going to be about 30 pounds, I keep getting stuff for big dogs, really not understanding that there are like 180 pound dogs.
Yeah.
So I literally think I got the one that was meant for horses. But mm-hmm. it works for her.
But hey, if you get a horse, now you're ready.
Yeah, and that's next. You know, we have two cats,
dog, horse.
We're just going to put it on
the deck. An alpaca or
exactly.
two.
Yeah,
I mean, you never know.
The Aquapaw has made it just a more sanitary, I think, eco-friendly experience. And it's less traumatizing, I think, for all parties.
Yes, I think it sounds really nourishing, and it sounds like sort of a lovely spa experience.
Yeah.
And it really is important, everybody listening, especially people with puppies or newly bought or rescued mm-hmm. dogs, to really set them up to enjoy their grooming so that they don't hate you or cause any issues later in life. So this sounds like a lovely way to sort of introduce the dog to.
Yes, yes. There's things she has to work on, you know what I mean? But bath time, luckily, really isn't one of them. And that's the one that gets me the grossest. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Sounds good to me, hon.
Exactly. Can you hear her?
No.
Oh, she's whining. Dan, are you still here?
What is she whining about? She wants attention?
I didn't want to interrupt.
I know, but she's in here whining, interrupting me. Yeah, she just wants attention. She can. There's French doors in my office, and she likes. She's been outside of them before via the doors, so she likes to go because it's, you know, she wants to go out there again. It's funny. She was sleeping basically all morning until we hit record, until my mm-hmm. recorder stopped working, and then the dog woke up. So.
I personally, because I used to be a professional dog walker
yes,
for like 5 years,
that's right.
Dog whining actually grates on me worse than barking.
It's very
I don't know
annoying.
Why. It just, it can be, you know. Chuchi luckily is the most quiet dog in the world, but I got lucky.
Yeah. I mean, does Chuchi ever bark?
So she barks way more now than she ever did because Ben broke her. So yeah, she used to be a lot more quiet, but I curbed any sound she made immediately when she was little, and it made her sort of never. She only barks used to when the doorbell rang, and now she barks all the time to play. She's really vocal when she plays now, but that's because Ben kind of roughed her up.
Well, you know, men.
Well, this is the first time she's had like an athletic dad. This is Chuchi's third dad, and the first two were improv coaches, so they weren't really very physical guys, you know? new dad is like an ex athlete, you know, like a high school athlete, mm-hmm. and like, you know, so new dad loves to play football with her and run
dad.
With her, mm-hmm. her forever dad, and truly the best dad of all.
The best dad of all is Ben. Third yes. time is a charm.
It sure is,
and we all know that about our own dads.
Just yeah,
but and Chuji has that. She's been ready. She's been ready for a dad who wants to play football with her.
Yeah,
you know,
agree.
She's fooled by Chuji's pink tail sometimes. She wants to.
Oh, no,
she's a tom girl.
She's one of the boys.
She is. Yeah,
she really truly is.
We love that about Chuji. That's amazing. I love to hear that, and I love to hear that. Like, I love to hear you as a longtime dog owner telling me as a puppy owner that I'm doing the right thing. That's one of my favorite things
yep.
to hear.
I can listen. I get texts about dogs all the time from everybody. Some people still think I walk dogs, which is a little offensive, but you know, we do our best. I get DMs on Facebook from like friends from high school and shit. And they're like, "Hey, I know you like walk dogs. Can you like help me with this or that?" And I'm like, "Sure."
That's part of your brand. I think you have to embrace that. You have a lot of knowledge.
I love it. I welcome it, you know? Ben always says, like, he loves that I know every dog breed. It's like, we're walking down the street, and he'll be like, "What's that?" And I'll be like, "That's an Airedale Terrier, of course." Like, he's like, "How do you know that?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just picked it up from my job, you know?
Wow.
I used to work for, like, a renowned animal behavioralist. I watched her train hundreds of different dog breeds over
wow.
my few years with her. Like, I don't know. We all have useless knowledge.
That is incredible because Ben brings the athleticism to your marriage and you
yes,
bring
the politics.
And the politics and you bring
knowing dog breeds.
Yeah, I like that. We all have our strengths and that
we
yours
all
is
have
a
our
really
strengths and that's
one.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
That's what makes the world go round. So I mean
it's true.
So that was mine.
Yes.
The Aquapaw Pro. I think any
yes.
Aquapaw you can get your hands on, depending on the size of your animal. It was weirdly easy to install.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, I think, good on water because once you press the button twice, the water turns off. So when you're shampooing, you're doing a little scrub, you're not wasting water. And yeah, it's great. And then it just sits in your shower and doesn't bother anyone. And it has helped me immensely because this dog... You know, I don't try, you don't want to bathe the dog too much. It dries them out. But sometimes she's a puppy. She gets into scraps.
Yes.
And she digs a lot of dirt at the dog park. And our dog park is like half turf grass, beautiful, and then half dirt. And she just goes to the dirt every time. Dan and I can always find her because there's a cloud of dirt. She's like Pig
Pen. Yeah.
She's
also, that dirt is... It's really piss mixed with sand. It's
That's
piss
right.
sand. I don't know which dog park you go to. The one in Silver Lake is literally a piss desert.
Yeah.
It is just a desert of piss. And your dog is walking that into your home.
Yeah.
So everybody just remember that they are walking in, I mean, hundreds of different dogs' piss.
Every day.
Is everywhere. And, you know, it's important for dogs to sort of mix with other dogs. And it's good for their microbiome and things. But just... You got to clean that sand off.
You do.
You gotta.
You do. And sometimes I use, like, the wipes. Like, I give her a nice wipe down. You know, the, mm-hmm. just, like, wipe her butt off a little. Wipe her little turnip vagina
It's really
thing.
A piss oasis.
It's a piss
oasis.
It's a,
yeah.
It's an opissus. Oasis.
An opissus. Yeah. It's, and, whatever it is, I don't want to go there. That's one oasis I don't want to go
here's
to.
Here's the thing. I mean, speak for yourself, first of all. But I like taking... Dog, what's her name? Lottie, like dog, Lottie to the dog park because she is little, because she does have a lot of energy. And so you have to balance out, you know, do I want to give her a bath because of all the piss or do I want to skip the bath but then have this very annoying dog
right.
who has too much energy, like up my asshole all day long? And, you know, what some days each one wins out for various
yep.
reasons, you know?
Yep. Yep.
But I'm excited for the hotter weather. Because it means that the cold water hose might be a little bit more welcome on like 95 degree days.
Yes.
She does. I do put it on the mist setting and I point it up and then it kind of just rains down on Lottie. And she does like that. So, you know, we're learning. And I think the good news is that she does get excited when we do a little bath time and a little fluffing. So what more could I ask for?
I agree.
Jackie, before you tell me what you brought. You said you had breaking news.
Yes.
That you wanted to break to me and
yes.
our listeners.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so this is a throwback to the first time I was on G-Thanks.
Okay.
I said to you that I wanted a specific photo for my wedding.
Yes, you did.
Do you recall?
I do. Can I say what it was?
Yes.
It was the Bieber, the Justin Bieber, Hailey Baldwin Bieber, very snatched sort of side profile.
Mm-hmm.
Look, did you get it?
So I got my wedding photos back today.
I'm ready.
And I'm going to send you something in the chat, okay?
I
know this is unfair because nobody can see this, but yeah. I just want to get your reaction.
Okay, I'm ready. We do have a history of sending great pictures.
I'm going to send you this one, too. I'm going to send you this one, too.
Now, my God.
Here's the alt. Here's the alt.
Okay.
I'm sending the other one, too. There's two.
Ben really does look like Bieber here. He really did it. Okay. Oh, my God.
I don't know which one I like more. There's a smiley one.
I think you frame them side by side, honestly. I think you do. Frame them side by side, two color. Frame them side by side, black and white, in every room of your house. This is so good.
I think I like me better in the first one I sent you, and I like Ben better in the second one, which means I can have people Photoshop the faces and match them up.
I think I would agree with you.
That's what I'll do.
I would agree with you. I think you both are giving your best in individual.
Yes, which happens sometimes. That's why it's really hard to get wedding photos right.
What an incredible photo. You really did it. And for those of you who don't know, Jackie got married on Valentine's Day in Austin, Texas, the first time there was a snowstorm there ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything got messed up.
But like, you got that picture.
I need to just really practice some radical acceptance. Meaning, this is not what I wanted. Like, mm-hmm. I was supposed to get married outside in a beautiful open-air chapel in the hills, and mm-hmm. my hair and makeup were not that. I had a hair and makeup person booked that couldn't make it.
Uh-huh.
Like, so this is not the look I had in my mind.
I understand.
It's lovely, but it's not what I wanted, so I have to, like, really accept that.
Yep.
They're lovely photos, but what you don't see in this photo is that it was a mess. I mean, we were locked into our hotel. I mean, nobody was going to come anyway, but it was just a mess. It was just.
You did have an amazing wedding to the improv coach.
And yeah, that's true.
And that ended. And now you have your insane, up in the air, crazy wedding to Chuchi's athletic forever dad. And I think that you got the best of both worlds. You look amazing in these photos.
Thank you.
Your marriage is, you were so excited. I will say that you know what you also said the first time you were on G-Thanks? I will have to get the direct quote, but you were like, I could marry him in the backyard. You were basically like, I don't care.
I set myself up for this. Yeah. Yeah. I basically put a curse on myself. Yeah.
You did.
True.
But look, I mean, you're so happy.
Oh yeah, it's fine. It was a mess, but it worked out fine.
My wedding photos, someone told me this. I think we even talked about this when you were on the show. It's like someone's following you around all day long. You have to set yourself up to understand that a lot of the photos you're going to be like
are going
to
be bad.
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do I look like that? But then you have to understand that there's going to be like 12 that you're just going to look at and be so excited about.
If you get 12, then you've done a good job.
If you get 4, you should be happy. I think you got to get 4. If you can get one where like everyone in your family's eyes are open, you've already beat the statistics that say that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good breaking news. I wasn't sure what you were going to share with me, but now.
Well, are you happy with it? Are
you
pleased?
I'm thrilled. Better than getting my own wedding photos back.
Oh, man. Well, I'll send you the gallery to look at if you want.
I'm going
to
send me prints. I'm going to be framing
them. I'll drop it in the chat, honey.
You know I have picture frames now, so just give me some of those
photos. Oh, yeah. Pick one.
I'll put them in my house. I can't wait for Ben to know that I have that up in my home.
I think he'd be pleased.
He would be pleased.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, Jackie, what Choochie-centric item did you bring to our G-Thanks mini episode?
Okay, so I brought the toothbrush and the toothpaste. And
so
I know this is like some next,
glam.
The
like
next
that.
Level dog parenting shit, but this is really particularly for people with small dogs.
Okay.
Tiny toy breeds, small dogs, even medium-sized dogs, and truly the big two, but little tiny dogs' teeth. I mean, if your dog has stanky ass breath, this will happen when your dog gets a little older. It's a real nuisance. It can be really hard. And it's also because the dog has rotten teeth. That's why their breath stinks really bad. And when dogs have rotten teeth, it can actually get into their bloodstream. The infection from their gums can go into their bloodstream and cause all kinds of other health problems that are going to be not only really bad for the dog, but expensive for you to take care of. So taking care of your dog's teeth is really, really important. If you're listening to this and you have a dog and you have a small dog and you have a dog that's maybe just out of puppyhood, this is the time to start practicing good dental help with the dog. So, and I figured it out. Basically, here's what happened. Chooch's breath was stanky, honey. I mean, it was kicking like karate. You could smell it from across the room.
What did it smell like?
And she's, I mean, like rotten ass. Like an ass
that
rotted
mm-hmm.
out in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an ass that just rotted outside, maybe like a smelly butt. So Choochie had to go get some teeth pulled. A lot of people listening know this happens when your dog gets a little older. So I highly recommend taking your dog to the vet, getting x-rays done, putting them under and cleaning their teeth really thoroughly. Chooch has only done this twice and she's 11, so this is like obviously a big thing, but it's really important. And then once they do that, maintain with this toothbrushing. Chooch's new dad, her best dad, her true dad, he said, brush that dog's teeth. We're brushing that dog's teeth every night. And I was like, wow, that seems like a lot. Like, chill out,
but
dad.
But we brush our teeth every night. You know, why isn't Choochie as special as us?
But I just said like, okay, I'll humor you. And ever since I've started doing this, I could put that Chooch up to you right now. She's 11 years old and you wouldn't smell her breath.
Wow. You really turned that around.
And it's because of this. So I figured it out. There are so many doggy toothpaste and y'all need to, there's like chicken flavored ones and shit, which I'm like, why would I want my dog's breath to smell like chicken? That's disgusting.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I guess it's to make the dog want to eat it or makes it more appetizing for them or something. I say don't fuck with that. I say go for something that is going to make you like happy or whatever.
Yep.
I found this is just a regular little doggy toothbrush.
Yeah, it's so teeny
tiny. I don't think that matters. There's two sides to it. This big side, Choochie doesn't use her mouth too big, you know, too small. But this one, so every night, and this is the toothpaste that I use for her. It's Burt's Bees for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Tartar control toothpaste. Mixed berry flavor.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
Now,
fun.
It doesn't really smell like berries. It doesn't have like a big, because this
have
is
you tried it on your own
this
team?
Is Burt's Bees. I have not.
Okay.
Should I?
Mean, yeah, I think so.
Should I do it right now?
No, but
you don't want to see?
I mean, I just feel like you're not set up for success here. There's no water. Like, where are you going to spit? What if you?
I have water right
okay,
here.
Do
I
it.
Could just taste
do it.
It.
Sure.
I mean, this is your show. Don't you want there to be some high stakes?
The improv venue is coming out. Yes, and How is it?
It's very...
It's a very berry?
It's very light.
Okay.
No, it's very light, which is great.
Yeah, sure.
When I smell Choochie's breath, it doesn't smell like berries. I just think that let's be honest, it has a pink label.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounded nice to me. And Choochie does like blueberries and strawberries. So I was like, okay. But this Burt's Bees for dogs, tartar control, mm-hmm. I use this every night. And I just put a tiny bit on this toothbrush and I wipe through her little mouth and she doesn't have stinky breath anymore. So I think if you can maintain the doggy's breath,
okay.
Get you some of this, get you the toothpaste, and it's going to cost you way less in the long run not having to pay for all that teeth crap. Because dog teeth surgery is thousands of dollars.
That's right.
Thousands,
and it's painful for them. And often
it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing, and it often results in having to get teeth removed, and then they have to be like on a soft food diet. And it's just like take the time now.
Yeah, and it is kind of inevitable to a point. Some dogs, especially, like I said, the toy breeds, the small dogs, their teeth really rot, and it's due to the size of their tiny mouth and how many teeth fit in it. It's from breeding, yeah, yeah. We decided to make dogs and make them the way we want, and when we did that, we didn't consider the dog's health and value of life when we did it. Oh, yeah.
That's so that's why. That's one of my favorite songs. I didn't know you yeah. knew that song. I love that song.
Oh, God. Fifth Harmony, right?
Fifth Harmony. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is Fifth Harmony featuring
Lil Wayne? No. Lil Wayne did the remix.
Okay, yes.
I honestly think it was Fifth Harmony featuring like Countess Luann, like a housewife.
Countess Luann.
It was Countess Luann.
Countess Luann was on the hook.
Everyone always gives Lil Wayne the credit.
Right, but you're right. He did the remix.
Because that's the song you hear in the club, but it was Luann.
It was Countess Luann did the hook. That's yeah. right.
And
I'm glad you're here.
Everyone always talks about Money Can't Buy You Class. No one ever talks about the lesser known hit, This Is What Breeding Does to Dogs.
This Is What Breeding Does to Dogs. That's the name of the song.
You're right. Oh, I'm glad. Yeah, no one ever brings those. That's a deep cut. One of my favorites, honestly.
Thank you. You know, it wasn't a hit, but it should have been.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. We were actually the only two people that ever heard it. But
it was an unreleased B-side.
It was good. We'll play that in the Lenny Kravitz Museum. That will be...
In the gift shop.
In the gift shop. That's right. Yeah. A little break from Lenny, you know? Because
I agree.
So much Lenny.
Well, I think the gift shop could be like a curation of like every item we talk about in the minis for sale. Like it can just be sort of like a moment to shop.
We can buy copies of your wedding photos. I would
love
that.
Oh, yeah. And then we could put them in your frames. In my frames. Okay.
And then you get hosed down with an Aquapaw on your way out. Just
I love every episode we add to the experience. Don't forget you're getting flower bomb as you leave. So now you've just thrown an Aquapaw. Right. So now we're forming like a decoupage paste because you're covered in flour.
We're modding.
And you're being Aquapaw.
You. Yeah. And then Lin-Manuel Miranda leads you out into the Zoom where it happens, aka the parking lot. Get in your car and leave, and don't forget to tell your friends.
No, you have to sit for an hour on the Zoom where it happens after.
That's right.
Covered in flour.
I'm excited to know about your dental wisdom for dogs.
You have a year.
Because she still has her little puppy teeth.
But when they're a year old is when you start like doing the teeth brushing.
Okay,
if you want to do
know.
It earlier to get them used to it, you know,
yeah.
great.
But she has a little greenie every day. She likes
a
little
greenies.
Yeah,
so the greenies never worked for Chooch.
Oh, good. Okay.
They gave her diarrhea.
Chooch powered through.
Yeah, the greenies didn't really do it for me. That does work for a lot of people and a lot of dogs, but they did not work for us. They gave Choochie diarrhea, so she couldn't have them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every dog is so sensitive, you know. Every dog has their own preferences, and unfortunately they can't vocalize what they are. So you basically
You have to figure it out.
Feed them
trial
and
error.
And hope they don't like fucking
exactly.
Like,
you feed them
out.
And pray.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's great. Jackie, another mini episode under our belts. This one a little more ad hoc than usual. We had whining dogs. We had my recorder not working. I'm wearing a hair mask. You're wearing a pizza on your head. It's been a day. As usual, I will link to everything that we talked about, the Aquapaw Pro, the Wildberry Burt's Bees puppy toothpaste and two-sided toothbrush that Choochie recommends.
And honestly, let us know if y'all want more dog talk, because we could do a whole spin-off show just talking about dogs. Like, truly.
We could do the... Yeah, this could really be the Zoom
this
where
could
it happens.
Be. It is, but it could be, too.
It could be. It is, but it also could be another Zoom where it happens. And I will not show everybody your wedding picture, but when you're ready, I'm going to
Well, maybe
be excited
I'll prioritize this one as the first one we retouch.
It has to be. And I think you should actually frame it next to the original Bieber picture.
Okay,
in your
so
home.
People get the reference.
So everyone who comes into your home gets the reference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Totally. And you can tune in next Tuesday for another mini episode. And if you're not new here, you know where to find it. It's on the
Match already have a palette picked out for you. And a ton of honeys have sent it to me. Now everyone's in on this. Everyone's like, I want to help.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait. Oh, I'm really excited now. I might find my own palette to bring you. See if what I can find. Thanks, you guys, for listening. This mini episode is 45 minutes long.
We can cut some of the middle out, the dog and whatnot. It's fine.
Maybe we don't want to. All right, you guys, see you next week on Natch Beauty.